and Director at School of Architecture, Noida International University. Ladies and gentlemen, he is none other than architect Rajendra Kumar, as he will speak about urban dynamics. So please give it up, please welcome him with a huge round of applause, architect Rajendra Kumar.
I'm going to talk about some of the issues, relevant issues of our city. So my presentation was for 15 minutes, but I have to be pressured by Madhu. So this is the school I represent. We are committed for the USP. Is basically we are committed for academic excellence and global exposure, and we are also very much concerned about what happening in society. I will not spend much time on these slides. So some of the work what we are doing with the city municipal corporation. This is the project which we did with the Madurai Municipal Corporation, which we presented for a smart city development to the municipal corporation of Mumbai. This is a very interesting project which we are doing with Graduate School of Design, Harvard. We are actually working on the issues of sanitation challenges in our metropolis. With the Columbia University, we are doing one joint studio project with the school and GSAP in Columbia for master river development in Pune, and project with Nepal. Here we are, this is the Prime Minister of Nepal. He happens to be an architect. We are from the same alma mater in Chandigarh. So these are some of the project what we are doing as a part of academic. We are basically trying to work out how to connect industry and academia together. So I would also invite some of you also to come to our university and to engage for issues concerning with the society and city. I believe that everyone knows what is the slide going to come. This is a central part. Our cities are changing. The drastic change are happening. So we need to discuss this. I believe that this image doesn't give a mission from where it is, but the people are moving from all over world, from one city to another city, or from legally or illegally. So we need to think very cautiously about how our cities are becoming, which is more livable city. These days we are talking of a smart city, but the more important thing is about livable city. Yeah. We talk about our metro, but the issues, what is the metro in our Delhi metro? The main issues is about the last mile connectivity. So we still, some of the things what we need to rethink again about the issues of our big metro, big infrastructure. I'll skip it. I need to be a little bit faster. This is how our cities are growing. This is how cities are very growing. I mean, here the towers are becoming as a catalyst for urban development. I mean, you see, this is the aerial photograph of Dubai, the Sheikh Zayed Road. Here, this is the Sheikh Zayed Road. How it is? I mean, but the fact is that many of the town buildings or many of these megapolis, the mega town buildings are basically for identity creation of the city. But most of the part of this mega towers are half emptied, or what? This is me, by the way, I used to have a very long hair. Can anyone guess which building is this? Alpur Dubai? But no, this is not Alpur Dubai. This is. So the architecture has a power. The architecture has a power to influence the city, the people, as Bhikshu was mentioning in the morning. So, here, I'm from Dubai, one is in Dubai, and here this is in somewhere in Punjab, and if you read it here, this is written Theta Vishi Saraf, so there is one in Dubai, one in Punjab also. Here there is a catch in this slide. Here you see Bengali, I don't read, but Hindi, Metro Parishad mein na kuchye, anitha 500 ka jurmana hota. Do not expect, otherwise 250 rupees fine will be there. So if you split in Hindi, you have to pay 500, but if you split in English, give 20 bucks. So that is the thing here. I mean, this is Kolkata Metro. Because so such kind of incident give us a signal that we need to really think where are we going. This is our cities are field. This is nowhere but in Delhi. This is Delhi. This is the photograph of my house. I mean, here my son is playing with his daughter. And the interesting part is that he's trying to replicate the traffic. These are actually the traffic which he's trying to replicate. The thing is that what we are giving to our generation, what our new generation are learning from cities, this, when they will see this, then they will recreate this thing only. So that's the issue which I really want to bring here. I have been writing on many forums about this issue. When we talk about Mumbai, Mumbai is a big megapolis, tall towers and all. But this is also the reality of Mumbai. This is also the reality of Mumbai. So where are we going? There is a question mark on this. This is how this development is also happening and this development is also happening. It's a parallel happening. So we are heading to move, but this is also the reality. India is a country of jugaad. There are a lot of jugaad. Some look at jugaad. We are very creative. We are very high-tech also. This is how just day before yesterday, this photograph, this incident happened. Our megapolis is also in danger. This is the place for our millennia, but this is also the place where people are living. So we need to think. I mean, this is just in front of Shah Rukh Khan house. This is in Bandra Bandstand. This is for our city, so this is nowhere but very close to close to Delhi. This Ghaziabad incident happened there. All the this car, this dump collapsed and two people died. So this is the project where I was involved. Then I was in Milan, Costco Vertical. So there is. I mean, there are a lot of problems, but there are a lot of good signals also happening. This is Bosco Verticale in Milano. These are other projects which we have been engaged for in Gurgaon. This is the project which we did as a concept design, and then to the Centre Park in Gurgaon. Some of the design exercise. Okay, I'll skip after this. So, yes. Some construction photograph. What we did, this is the right now. I mean, this photograph is almost 2 years old. So, because we were only engaged for the concept development, so we made a on-site one-to-one replica for understanding about the facade. This is the project which we did in Lucknow, a very cheap resort on Water City. This is the project which we are doing in Gurgaon. For a local developer here. I have some very long story about this project, but because of the shortage of time, I will not speak much. So this is a project which we are doing in Shivalik, in Jirakpur. This is an interesting project I want to emphasize on. This is a project which we presented to developer there in Chandina, but this project was couldn't take shape. But the interesting story about this project is that in Chandigarh, anything anti-corbusier is absolutely not allowed. So we designed a project very close to Sukhna Lake, which is technically, it was out of Chandigarh, it was in Punjab area, this was the place. So there, because this area was undergoing a lot of major development, but the project was stalled because of protests from Chandigarh citizens and local authorities there. But the interesting part of this project is about this design innovation, because we were talking about, in the morning also, about inspiration in coffee. So when we were asked to design this project, I mean this is the site, this we have Sukhna Lake. So this is the final project which we presented. The idea was basically to make something called turning torso kind of a thing. So but turning torso is in Sweden, it's in Europe, so where the economy is very strong. We can't replicate turning torso in a context like India because there are a lot of rotating buildings all over around. So this was the idea was basically a free falling leaf. So that was the kind of a dynamism which we wanted to give. So I'll skip a bit this planning part. Okay, but the interesting part of the design exercise what we did. So this is how it worked. So this is the housing tower. So is this, I mean this looks a conventional tall building, but where does this turning torso thing come? So what we did, we did a rotating balcony. I mean, the placement of the balcony was not typical, it was just shifting the location from one floor to another floor. So that gave the sense of dynamism. So this is the answer of the bonding session that you're talking about. What is the difference between copy and inspiration? Of course, in a case like a Chandigarh, in a case like India, we cannot make turning torso. So this was our way of making turning torso, I mean the rotating tower. So that's what the building shaped up. This is the academic project which we did in Yekaterinburg, Russia, with the School of Architecture in Russia. So that was the exercise. Here again, I have an answer about the inspiration and the... So we were asked to design a central park key kind of a project in this, because this phase one was completed, phase two was about to come. So this park first we were asked to design. So this is the fix of the park. So we did all the analysis part. The interesting part about this project was when this period in 2017, here the inspiration work was there, that you might be remembering 2010 when the Commonwealth game happened. So with this big balloon of 12 crore rupees, which was hue and cry about that balloon. So that was the idea which came in my mind, and I was working on that project. So this balloon was a kind of a theme balloon for the city. So this is one balloon which is a landmark in that park, and that will give the balloon will also give the information about weather condition, air condition, and all the issues about it. So that was how the idea was, and this project was presented to Vladimir Putin last year, and they are building it right now. So if the balloon is so red, it is means it's a warning, the balloon so green, it's okay. So that was some of the ideas which we presented there. So sometimes this was the team I was working with. I was studying, and these are the international experts which we were working with. It got a very big attention in Russian media, because Yekaterinburg is a city which is bordering Asia and Europe. So that got a very big media attention in Russian media. So, this is Rampalki. So this, we were also involved for one of the projects. We presented to that time the president, Ms. Pratibha Patel, which we proposed for the college building in Noida, but because of the time, I'm just skipping this. So I'm in the concluding part. When we talk about a smart city, this is the way we are working. I mean, this is a smart people and this is a dumb people. So we should not do like that. So we need to think, this is how our cities are going. Who will bring the change? Now, I mean, we keep on talking. Ye karna, kaun change laega? The change, I mean, there are people who are still living in this condition. But the change will come from this self-generation. If they have changed our leaders, they can change the world. Thank you so much. I believe that I was doing something.
Architect Rajendra, thank you so much. Okay, now-